Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What? Hey, we're here. It is a Tuesday in Adam Carter. Multiple days with the sun. You have a little
can't
faith.
Get enough of it.
I can't. I mean,
when are we going to get some cloud cover?
Yeah, let's get back to cloud and rain. And you're Mr. La-di-da. I've offered you to play horse breath. You've got another offer. You're trying to decide.
Which dragon do I want to slay?
Oh, yeah.
Which course do I want to bring to its knees?
Maybe both. We got trouble with somebody on hold. We'll get to that in a second. Tom Hauser, 12:35, Hauser on.
We should, how about house in the house?
Should we, how about this for Facebook? Did you see the 10-year-old kid with the Foo Fighters?
No.
You did not see that? Find it.
I heard about it.
And Facebook it. It's very good. And then the kid says, they go, what song you want to play? Enter Sandman. You know, so then Grohl starts playing Metallica, and it's awesome.
Perfect.
And the 10-year-old kid is not rattled at all. And then how about should we play some Foo Fighters tunes on a Thursday before the
of
show?
Of course.
I think we should. So Hauser, House, what did you say?
House in the House.
House in the House. That's at 12:35. Jamie Yukis from her mansion in Beverly Hills. And Neil Justin on the return of Roseanne without Roseanne.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're a
viewer.
I like
the show.
All right. This pains me. But, Adam, we're going to go to line six because calling in is the one and only Earl. Earl, it's been a while. What brings you back?
What brings me back? I wish I didn't have to keep calling in. But, you know, you're a disgusting human being, and I'm just wondering what everybody else is going to figure it out.
Now, Earl, a disgusting human being, that's not a bit much?
No, have you ever listened to yourself talk? I mean, I was at the coffee shop this morning with the guys, and that's all we could talk about is just the filth that's coming. You know, what happened to the CCO that we knew growing up out here in western Minnesota? What happened to the good neighbor? You got clown show number one here with you and a bunch of other goofs on here now. It's just a shame, and I was hoping I could get patched through to management here. They don't return my calls.
I know you've called a number of times. I've been told about that. I think this is the first time you've admitted western Minnesota. Are you willing to say, like, where in western Minnesota?
Just out past Hutch.
Hutch, yep. Did you bring up the conversation about me, or did somebody else bring it up? I mean, how did it start?
No, I tried to drop it because I'm not ashamed to admit I see a therapist, and he told me to let it go and to tune you off, and I've been trying to do that. In fact, you know, I guess I'd call one of them Luddites. I don't really know how to change my presets in the station. I get the kids come over to do that, and I had to tell them to get rid of the CCO button in my car so I didn't, you know, automatically used to turn the car on and then it would fire up.
Wait a second. So did I have this? Because there's absolutely nothing wrong with seeing a therapist, right? You are bringing me up with your therapist.
Well, I got around to it. And Earl, you know, what's going on? You got a lot of stress in your life. You should be a time in your life being retired that you should, you know, look at the positives and whatnot and look at what you got. And I got a lot of this overriding stress. And we tried to get to a cause. And, your name kept coming up.
Really? I'm having that big of an effect on your life.
Well, you know, when you try to tune into a station that purports itself as the good neighbor and you want to hear some friendly voices and you got just this, like I said before.
Goofball, I think.
I've used panty waste in the past. And I think that aptly describes you and what you stand for. And just so much negativity out of your mouth every day. And
What would you like me to talk about, Earl?
I like the positive things in life.
Such as?
I don't know. You name one. Why is your life so negative that you got to bring all this crap up every day? I mean,
not right. It's
positive.
My life actually is very good. I'm very happy. I'm family. And
well, you wouldn't know it by listening to you.
Well, I'm supposed to give my opinion here, right?
Oh, we should. I wish Susie Jones would be on the air more. Well, put her on the air.
What do you mean by that?
Well, she's got a positive aura about her.
She was on yesterday. Did you hear?
No, because I told you the presets are gone. I don't know. I don't want to deal with it.
So was this a part of therapy to call in, and this is more cathartic to have a conversation with me?
I shouldn't be doing this, and my therapist is probably not gonna like that I did this.
What if we met sometime? Would you be willing to do that?
I'd be more than willing to do that.
What, I don't know. What do you
mean? In the place.
Well, here at the station.
I don't come downtown. Crazy down there, crime.
What if I came out to Hutch?
Crime and shootings. Well, you want to bring, I'll tell you, I know when you got out here, there'd be a cloud over town. Don't laugh. This is no quit laughing.
I'm sorry. I thought you were joking.
I'm not joking.
Yeah. Do you like Adam Carter's example? He's listening right now. He seems to have a bemused look on his face. What do you think of him?
I don't care for him too much. Anybody that associates with you.
How about Lindsay?
That kind of hurts.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you're just collateral
damage. I'm right here, Earl.
Yeah. What about Lindsay, Earl? And Lindsay's not here. Hammer. Hammer's here. I know you've listened to the station a lot. What do you think of Hammer?
He's one of the positive guys. There's few and far between nowadays. But
Hammer, do you feel better now that Earl apparently wants you on his side?
I'll take all the fan support I can get.
Sure. Okay, thanks a lot, Hammer, for abandoning myself.
Why don't you leave and just let Hammer do the show?
Hammer, would you like me to leave and do the show?
I've heard myself talk. You better stick around.
Wow. Earl, I really think that we should meet. I'll bring Adam. Bring Lindsay. How about we meet Lindsay grew up in New Prague. What if we meet there and we have a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or get together?
New Prague is south of the cities. I'm west of the city.
I know, but that's neutral.
Get a map. You know, I like CCO hosts who have maps.
Well, there is one behind you.
That's true.
Earl makes a good point on that.
Yeah.
You should know where.
No, I know that.
Geographically, where things are.
I meant like neutral territory. Like he doesn't want to come to Minneapolis. He's not telling me precisely where west of Hutchinson. So
you ever run a combine?
I have not, Earl. I have not.
Figures.
Would you show me how to run a combine? I don't want you to run me over in a combine, but.
You stole my thunder. I just tell you to get out front and unclog it.
Earl, what can we do to get better?
Not good. I'm writing this down because my therapist is not going to be happy.
What is the name of your therapist?
That's none of your business.
Oh, okay. Could we get your
therapist? I know your therapist's name, Jack Daniels, probably, huh? That's all you talk about is boozing up.
Do you drink at all, Earl? Or?
In moderation.
Moderation, okay. Here's what I would like to do. I would like to meet with you. I would like to meet with your therapist, and I would like the two of us to become friends.
It'll be a cold day in hell before that happens.
Wow. Is there anything else I can say to you to try to bring me more to my side?
Zip it, Pinhead. Let somebody else take a shot at noon to three.
Wow. And then he hung up on me. And then he hung up.
Pinhead.
Pinhead. Hammer, I don't know if you've been in here before with Earl.
First I heard from Earl.
Yeah.
He has some issues he had to work through.
Pinhead. Is that a phrase?
Zip it, Pinhead.
Zip it, Pinhead.
Like Zippy the Pinhead.
Well, no, that was
Cartoucher back in the day.
No, that was Morton Downey Jr. Didn't he used to say that? Zip it, Pinhead.
Did he?
I think that's a Morton Downey Jr. phrase.
Morton Downey Jr.
A turn of a phrase.
Is like in the 80s, right? Is he like, I think I'm at the Harvard of the West watching him at night just screaming.
Yeah, late 80s.
A man before his time.
Exactly.
Really. Yeah.
He would be vice president right now.
Chain smoking.
I mean, he's Morton Downing Jr. was a trendsetter. Adam, I mean, I think, you know, if people want to react to what Earl had to say, we'll take your phone calls or your texts. If you want to react to the Pinhead show or not a fan of yours either, Carter Hammer, you're okay, apparently. 651-989-9226 or text away 81807. We're right on time. Here's the news. You want to say that on air? Dan Cook ripping the 10-year-old kid.
No problem saying it on there.
Who didn't have the Metallica song down,
well,
pat.
He Enter Sandman he was great on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dave asked him, you want to play another song? Yeah, what song you want to play? Sanitarium. But he had to restart it like five times.
He's 10.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, Earl
is
more compassionate than you.
This is your moment.
Carter, I think it should have just been one tune. I think Grohl put too much pressure on him. Just one song, right?
I think Grohl felt bad because he forgot like half the lyrics to Enter Sandman. And so he had to stop like, you know, a verse and a chorus in and say, I'm sorry, that's all I know.
Yeah.
So
the kid
forgot
or Dave Grohl forgot?
Dave Grohl forgot.
Grohl forgot.
The kid was playing guitar and Dave was singing, but he kicked half the lyrics as it was and then just kind of stopped and said, okay, that's all I know.
Seriously.
But here, do you want to play another song? And then the kid says, yeah, I'll play Sanitarium. But, you know, he had, like I said, he had to restart it like three or four times.
Honestly.
No wonder
you hate kids.
Look, this bit of pulling people from the audience to play songs with Foo Fighters, it was, you know, when they had Kiss Guy up there, that was kind of cool.
10 years ago.
And then it's like, okay, can we be over this now? I mean, this is just, it's...
The two of us are going Thursday.
Cool.
So in other words, if there's like some 8-year-old kid that's just be,
boo. We should,
you know,
boo.
Be just be cancer, you want us to
I didn't
like,
pay to see this.
Want us to be throwing
well,
stuff at him?
I mean, you know, you're not paying money to go see some,
I didn't
you know,
pay
clown
either
from
way,
the
but so I don't care. Free ticket.
Yeah. I paid.
Okay.
So, I offered to pay.
You did. We're,
the point still holds.
I got us an expensive room at the St. Paul Hotel. Right. You know, I got the penthouse
suite
for the weekend. Man, Carl and I really appreciate that. Thanks, Adam.
Nobody's going to see some schlub from the crowd play. So.
Man, this
schlub.
Guy. Schlub.
Come on.
How do you spell schlub? Is it
S-C-H-L-A-U-B?
No, is it A in there? I think it's just L-U-B.
A?
There's no A in there.
Is there
it's not
is
schlub.
Schlub? I think, yeah,
it's
schlub.
I think
schlub.
It's just a U.
That's a great one.
That's a word, Earl.
Schlub.
Yeah, you missed
S-C-H-L-U-B.
Earl.
No, I was listening back at my desk. I heard Earl.
You miss talking to Earl off air, don't you?
No, actually, I enjoyed talking. Well, yeah, I mean, I do miss it.
Yeah.
I enjoy hearing Earl. I think
good,
he contributes really well to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Would you like to hear what some of the people have to think about Earl here? What an embarrassment to Hutchinson. The guy better
well,
keep...
Well, I believe he said he wasn't...
Yes.
He was west of
West
Hutch.
Of Hutch.
West of Hutch.
Yeah. And let's see. About the combine, Chad, that caller is filled with such vitriol, needs more time with his therapist. That was entertainment, Chad. Truthfully, I felt the same way about John Hines. Wow. Jeez. Poor Hinesy's just... God. I mean, seriously. Oh, my God, I'm from Hutch. Earl needs to move to Montana. He's a depressing caller. I gave up cable and enjoyed WCCO solely. Wow. Hinesy and Dara have had many authors on their shows. Am I missing? Did Earl mention authors? I forget that.
I don't know.
You guys are great. Loving hearing the diverse opinions discussions. Earl the Pearl.
Earl the Pearl.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest sports nicknames of all time.
That is a great nickname.
Yeah.
I live near Hutch. I promise we're not all like that. We're big in Hutchinson, apparently. Did you know Lindsey Whalen was from Hutchinson?
I thought it was Adam Thielen.
No, that's right. Thielen is from Hutchinson. I get the two of them confused. Hillary sounds like a Hillary Clinton supporter. Not. Good job, Chad, trying to reach out. Earl is interested in listening on AR, but it's pretty negative. Did you think I was trying to reach out a little bit?
Oh, yeah, you were. I think they call that offering an olive branch.
I was. Why do they call it that, too? Why is the olive branch when you're trying to, you know, an accord? Can we look that up?
What is the history?
And have you ever seen an olive branch?
I've seen an Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Yeah, well, I've got an Olive Garden Minnesota reference later in the show, which is just a nice little, like, we're just like flyover country.
Comes from the book of Genesis, you know, if you've read up on the Bible.
Well, by the way, you also,
well,
since you
I was
to
sitting
it
on
up.
It, I sat on it.
You sat. Apparently, we're not biblical scholars here. This gentleman needs more than a therapist. Very obviously, he's a complete nutcase. Now, I'm not willing to go that far that he's a complete nutcase.
Not a complete nutcase. I mean,
partial.
He's working on it.
Can you call somebody a nutcase now? And it's,
I don't.
How about can you call?
Yes.
Can you call a woman horse face?
No.
No, we'll get to that later. Because, again, it's good to know the president is preaching civility and then offering those words. Offer Earl a weekly guest spot. Earl's a putz. Okay, can you call somebody a putz in this day? I just did, so I guess. Don't meet Earl without security detail. Will you be my security detail, Adam? Will you come with me out west, or is this just me
my own? I'd love to travel.
Hartman derangement syndrome. I don't blame him. You're not so fun to listen to anymore.
That was from me.
Yeah, I think that was. This guy's busting your balls. Can you say that on CCO?
Breaking balls. I love that. Sopranos.
I agree with the caller. We need more farm reports from new to three. And I know Sid has been negative his whole life, but you'd have to follow in his footsteps. I think what would help would be more Carter. Show would be fixed if we had more Carter. You would fix the show? Because, I mean, there's no more optimistic person I know.
She's talking about a beacon. Is that a light at the end of the tunnel? No.
Who
just
is
Adam Carter's positivity?
Who is this guy? I can't figure it out. If it's the politics.
Fantastic moment in the hallway just now. Just fantastic.
Oh, really? Can you tell me on air?
Off here.
Oh, come on. Come on. That gentleman is crazy. I live in Dassel. You guys are amazing. I love you.
Oh. Can you ever talk about Dassel without talking about Kakato?
Kakato, yeah. And what do they really think of each other?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're from Dassel, do you ever get sick of being lumped in with Kakato?
And if you're Kakato, are you mad that Dassel always comes first? Because in theory, you're first in the alphabet. You should come first.
Well, last I was doing a little research on this last year, and I was wondering, is it true? I mean, do we just go from west to east when we do the hyphenated towns? And I've been proven wrong on that. It is not. But more often than not, it is.
How do we decide which is first?
I don't know.
Chad, Lindsay Whalen is from Hutchinson, Thielen is from Detroit Lakes. I think it's the other way around.
Here says Thielen is from Thief River Falls.
That's right. Thief River Falls. Take it on easy. He's unstable. I think he's fairly stable. He's just mad. Have to agree with the caller. After Chad and Lindsay each gave Trump a 75% chance reelection at the end of yesterday. Where are you, by the way, on that? The chances, as of today, that Donald Trump will be a two-term.
Well, again, until, you know, we get an opponent.
Yep.
It's kind of hard to say. Who am I to say?
Hammer, how about that gutsy opinion there from
I'm a newsman.
Mr. Optimism over there. Earl should try NPR. I don't, Adam, Earl doesn't strike me as an NPR guy, does he?
No.
I
didn't really get a political take from him, though. No. I mean, that's why I thought he was going to come at you with politics.
Oh, no, that's true. I'm from Kokato.
We are one. I like that.
Wow, that's good. Okay. Hauser is having studio issues at Channel 5.
How's not in the house?
Shouldn't we be the top priority? I mean, we're paying him nothing. Channel 5, what do you think Hauser's making? 750?
Right around there.
600? 600 to 750. So they're paying him 600 to 750.
Right.
We're giving him nothing occasionally.
Well, the Republican Party probably gives him another.
That's right. Exactly. Tom has no opinions. Yep. He's told by Stanley Hubbard what to say. Do we still go with that nonsense, by the way? But Mr. Hauser will be with us in a matter of moments. Jamie, I think in Southern California, you never know. She is mobile, to say the least. And Neil Justin on the return of Roseanne without Roseanne. Now the Conners. We'll get to Neil on that topic, get plenty of your input as we move along. All afternoon on CCO. Keyword for cash comes up in about 20. Hauser, hopefully fairly soon. If we have to move the schedule around, we will. I think people are seeing a bad website or two, Adam, because I keep seeing these things. Thielen, born in Detroit Lakes. We've got it here. Thielen, Hutchinson, Lindsay Whalen, Detroit Lakes. There's Wikipedia, right, Adam? You can put something out there, and one person adjusts it.
Fake news.
Yeah, it's just fake news. Now, speaking of football, This was the Sunday night game. I know you're very mad about the Monday night game last night. You think it was orchestrated by what? ESPN, the NFL, and incompetent coaching by Kyle Shanahan. Is that about the sequence?
Incredibly incompetent coaching by the 49ers. But let's stop with the narrative. Oh my God, it's Aaron Rodgers. Oh,
I thought you were in love with Rodgers.
I love Aaron Rodgers. He's the only thing I love about that team. And if they didn't have Aaron Rodgers, they'd be the
expansion team.
Yes,
they're a bad football team without him.
Oh, that defense was horrible last night.
And then no Cobb. Their offensive line is average at best. You're saying they're holding. I saw that item. Running game's mediocre. Yeah, Rodgers. I mean, without Rodgers, are they the worst team in football?
Close to it.
Right.
Bottom five.
Right. You're not fascinated by the young Brent Musburger and Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra in the booth.
Joe Tess. This is from like one of the main brain wizards of ESPN. Called them a combo of young Musburger and Frank bleepin' Sinatra.
Shocking. There's hyperbole with play-by-play guys.
Texter wants to know if Rodgers has my legs. Well, obviously not. Although Rodgers has very thin legs, doesn't he?
Does he?
It seems like. But I mean, if you saw Rodgers in person, Aaron Rodgers is a big guy.
Oh, I'm sure he's a big guy.
6'3", yeah. 220, similar to me.
Dreamy,
those eyes. This person says, I got out of the radio media. Keep your head up. I'll gladly take Adam's spot on the golf course with you. Yep, people are vying to take your spot. When do you plan on letting me know if you're going to join me?
I don't know. Well, now I've been asked to fill in for you on Friday.
Well, so you have three options. You have Wyzetta.
Commitment. Well, la-dee-da.
You can be loyal to the letters.
You have horse breath.
Well, la-dee-da.
Or you have your own ego.
Well, la-dee-da.
Be loyal to the letters and give the people what they want.
It has nothing to do with the letters. If it was, you know, across the street.
Oh, that's not true.
Not true?
No.
Okay, what stations would you not host a show on? Can we get that list? How about by today? Because I'd like to fill out the foursome. You know, do you literally want me to wait on the first tee and say, hey, another guy might join us, but it's very mysterious.
That's, it's a little bit like will he or won't he?
Exactly. Like there'll be smoke.
Yes.
We'll have one of those fog machines that everybody has for Halloween, and all of a sudden you'll run out. No, it's not Adam. He's at Wyzetta. Or no, he's on the. I guess I'd find out if I listened, but we might play a little, little bit before that. The Sunday night game could use some defense. Okay, 43-40. I'm bored with that. How about 28-24. Can we get, just a little bit of defense? But the moron who threw the beer at Tyreek Hill, more power to the Patriots if they actually can keep him out of the stadium. I'm not sure. I mean, do you feel confident that, like, if the two of us got kicked out of, U.S. Bank Stadium, how do they I guess we now have so many tickets that are through our phones now. And it's not just the hand ticket, so it's easier that way,
right?
Yeah,
I don't know how you would enforce that. If you could walk up and buy a ticket from a scalper and go into the game.
Are they going to have pictures of the guy all over the place? But what honestly is wrong with you that you think while you're watching the game and you want your club to win? Because, they never catch a break, the Patriots. They hardly ever win a game. It's been really a tough run in Boston.
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Too much of the stuff that he threw at Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, that's it. It's a combination of booze and you're not that bright.
Yep.
And you're not a good person.
Right.
Right? Hammer anything different than that. You're drunk. You're not that smart. And you really deep down aren't a good person.
I think you pretty much hit the nail on the head there.
And you're probably not that happy with the rest of your life.
No, not at all.
Literally, here's a human being who made a phenomenal play, and you've got unbelievable seats to watch it.
And so $12 beer.
Yeah, and so now I'm just going to throw the beer right in his face. They could have tased him, and I would have had no problem.
Just throw Sam Adams right at him.
Exactly. Yeah, of course, it had to be a night. Thank you, Hammer, for the New England reference.
This is what I bring to the show.
Yeah, was he a Southie? Was it? Was
oh,
he?
I'm sure.
Was he Tommy? Is he doing all that stuff? All right, let's go to traffic, weather, news here on Adam Carter's radio station, who's loyal to the letters, WCCO.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Keyword for cash at about 10. The town's best political reporter, Tom Hauser from Channel 5, is kind enough to join us. All right, sir, we got a lot. Let's get to it. How confident are you that the Tina Smith campaign in some way tipped off Huffington Post about the Karen Housley Facebook comment, which caused a lot of conversation yesterday when then-private citizen Housley was talking about Barack and Michelle Obama meeting with the Queen, was not pleased with the Michelle Obama putting a hand on the Queen, was not pleased with the posture, and then made a reference to bedtime for Bonzo and how the chimp would have had better posture than Michelle Obama. I was highly critical of those comments, but that part to be put aside, the fact that it was brought up in this way, do you think it was from the Smith campaign?
You know, at this stage of a campaign, it's clear that that information was out there and available, I'm sure, months ago, maybe even a year ago, that the opposition research had been done and they had this. And you're going to see more of this in the last 3 weeks of the campaign.
Yep.
I don't know whether the Smith campaign, you know, fed that information to the Huffington Post, or if the Huffington Post themselves, they are a liberal
yes,
news organization.
100%.
May have dug it up themselves and been sitting on it to use to maximum voter interest, reader interest. Either way, this didn't just happen. They didn't just happen to come across Facebook posts from 2009 yesterday or the day before and decide to start reporting on them. And I think most readers and voters and people who pay attention understand how these things work.
We tried to get her on. I'm sure they're not happy. They're not going to come on now, I would think, after I was pretty critical of it. I know Blois was trying to get her on earlier in the day and at one point thought he had her and then backed away. Outside of what her spokesperson said, has she said anything else, and are you surprised by that approach?
No, she is not that I know of. We also reached out to her for an interview yesterday and got the statement from
yep.
Jake Schneider, her communications director. But have not heard directly from her. Again, I'm not in the business of giving campaigns advice, but it seems there's a number of ways to handle something like this, and pretending it never happened probably isn't one
no.
of the best ways, because you could explain it and say, look, it was something foolish I wrote
yep.
almost 10 years ago.
Exactly.
Does it look bad? Yes. Did I mean anything racist by it? No. You could come out and say something to that effect, but to just not say anything and pretend it didn't happen, is what they've chosen to do, and that's the choice they've made so far.
Right. And it's much like, I'm going to be consistent in this, I don't think Keith Ellison has answered enough questions either, right? So there are a lot of politicians.
No, and he often, is reluctant to make himself available.
Oh.
He's
vanished.
From we did get a chance to talk to him down in Rochester. To his credit, he and we asked him about his divorce records and some of the things still swirling around him.
Yep.
So he does, but he's not as open and as accessible as he usually is.
Correct. How about that story? Are you and now they're trying to push back on it, the Ellisons, and trying to get the divorce records sealed again, or at least specific parts redacted. Were you surprised by the judicial decision last Friday?
Not really surprised by it, because I think under Minnesota law, divorce records are generally considered to be public unless both parties in the divorce agree to keep them private and no one objects. So in this case, there are people objecting because these are two public officials. He's a member of Congress running for attorney general.
Yep.
She's a member of the Minneapolis school board. So there is public interest in these records. So under that situation, no, I was not terribly surprised. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they apparently Keith Ellison's ex-wife is doing a news conference, I think at 1 o'clock.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I just came, I was down at a Tina Smith campaign event down in southern Minnesota, just got back, and I've just been interviewing a segment in our studio, and so we've got another reporter heading to that.
Interesting.
So,
we'll pay attention.
There will be developments in that because the records are supposed to be unsealed tomorrow. And unless their appeal is successful, that is what will happen.
Let's get to William Davis, who he is. I will say this. I had a conversation with William Davis I don't know how many years. He was trying to be a producer here at the station. So that's the only way I know William Davis. But tell people about the story that he was involved in and whether we think the punishment is appropriate from the DFL. We can get in that after you outline it.
Yes. Well, he wrote a comment. Again, we're getting back to Facebook,
yep.
And this was not from almost 10 years ago. This was from over the weekend.
Right.
And somebody else that he is connected to on Facebook had written, they posted like a meme that said, you know, the Day of the Dead is coming up,
yep.
You know, just before Halloween, and then you've got Halloween, and then it's something, Election Day is Take Back Your Country Day or something, and then William Davis wrote in the comment, and it had dates in that original meme for each of these things happening. Then in the comments, William Davis wrote 11/7, which is the day after the election, bring them to the guillotines, referring to Republicans.
Yep.
So the awkwardness of this for the DFL party was they had just sent out a press release criticizing Karen Housley for things she said on Facebook almost 10 years ago, while it is also coming to light that their deputy communications director just a few days earlier had said that Republicans should be led en masse, apparently, to guillotines.
Yeah. Do we have any guillotines here in the state?
I do not believe we do. There might be one at the Science Museum. So if you bring your kids there, be aware of that. No, I don't know. We do not have any guillotines that I'm aware of. They've never been used in the state, again, as far as I'm aware.
And he's been suspended for a week, is that right?
For a week without pay.
Yeah, that seemed a little light to me. I got to be honest.
You know, they tried to explain it away in the statement the DFL sent out, saying it's an inside joke among coworkers. Well, and, you know, we all say things to our coworkers.
Sure, absolutely. I do, too. 100%.
And so you're joking around, but when you throw that out as the deputy communications director in such a public way where your words might carry a little more weight, especially when you're the one sending out news releases.
You're the communications person yourself.
Yeah. And you're very often critical of Republicans for saying and doing things, and now you're saying and doing things yourself that just make it very hypocritical and very awkward, and I'm sure stepped on the DFL's message, which they wanted to be, about what Karen Housley said in 2009.
Since we started talking 9 minutes ago, I believe Bob Kroll has endorsed 9 more people. I mean, they're everywhere. Kroll, the head of the police union, endorses Jeff Johnson yesterday. We have to point out, though, Bob Kroll in the police, well, even before Bob Kroll, the Minneapolis Police Union endorsed Mark Dayton in 2010 and 2014. But the strip story said that Tim Walz didn't even meet with them. And why wouldn't he do that?
Yeah, that is very interesting because that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, that generally law enforcement endorsements are valuable. People like law and order. You know, crime and public safety is not the same issue it was, say, in the early 90s. Remember when Bill Clinton was running and there were the Clinton cops and all that? You know, crime and public safety is not a huge front burner issue right now, but it's still always there in the background. People are always still concerned about their personal safety. So an endorsement from the biggest police department in the state is a feather in the cap.
For sure. Last thing, I read the story today about Jim Neuberger and running against Amy Klobuchar. I mean, the poor guy's basically doing it by himself, right? He's got his wife. He's got a couple staffers. I get that Amy Klobuchar is very popular in this state and most likely was going to win. But how many times are the Republicans just going to cede this race and say, we're not even going to run against her?
Yeah, it's It's a tough one because she's not only popular in Minnesota, she's one of the most popular U.S. senators in the country. And that is very difficult to run against a candidate of that quality. The last time I looked at Jim Neuberger's financial disclosure statements, it was as of July 25th. There will be a new reporting date coming up here in just a few days. But he had raised $106,000 compared to her $4 or $5 or $6 million, and his cash on hand was negative $2,000.
That's not good.
He was already in the negative running against one of the most popular Democratic senators in the country.
Yeah.
Someone who people often talk about running as vice president or president someday. So for now, Republicans do not want to put one of their higher profile candidates up against her because that can damage that person's brand. Taking nothing away from Jim Neuberger, he is a relative newcomer still to the state legislature, and to throw him into this, it's like going from single-A ball to the majors, to use a baseball analogy, overnight. And that's tough to do.
Good luck.
He's done it as best he can. It gets even tougher. We're doing live debates coming up this Sunday night.
Yeah.
Amy Klobuchar will not come and debate him. Tina Smith will not come and debate Karen Housley.
Really?
And so that's what I was down partially talking to Tina Smith about today. We do have, to his credit, Keith Ellison's going to come in and debate Doug Wardlow.
Good.
And we have both Tim Walz and Jeff Johnson. But a lot of these candidates, when they're incumbents, they don't feel the need to put a spotlight on their competitors, and it's too bad because it's going to be a live statewide on all of the Hubbard stations on Sunday night, a great opportunity for people to look at both of the candidates in these high-profile Senate races, and we just can't get the two Democratic senators over at Metropolitan State where we're doing this.
And by the way, Tina Smith, barely an incumbent. I mean, she's barely been there. I got to go. You got to go. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, Chad.
Watch Mr. Hauser always on Channel 5. Hammer, hit the music. Let's go. Give you a chance to win some money. Keyword for cash, the word is juice, orange juice, apple juice. Hammer, which one? Are you an orange or an apple?
Orange, definitely orange.
I'm with you. J-U-I-C-E, J-U-I-C-E. Text away 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. The word is juice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.